Chapter 3. I had heard that the parties at Mr. Gatsby's house were very extravagant, but that did not prepare me for what I saw. It was incredible. There were luxury items everywhere. His cars, his big house, his food, his gardens, his swimming pool, and his private beach. There were so many people who were wearing the finest clothes and drinking the finest drinks. There was music and dancing everywhere. Everybody talked about Mr. Gatsby and about how great he was. There were lots of rumours of him being a spy, or a war hero, or related to someone famous. But no one knew where he was. I did see Jordan, though. It was good to see her. I was feeling lonely on my own. "Hello," I said, running up to her. "I thought you might be here," she said coolly. "I remembered you lived next door." "Have you seen him?" I asked. "Mr. Gatsby, I mean." "No. Let's go look for him, shall we?" she said, and we wandered through the house and gardens all evening, but we still didn't find him. Eventually, we sat down at a table. "How do you like the party, old sport?" a man asked me. I nodded. "It's spectacular. But I should very much like to meet the host." The man looked at me strangely. "I'm sorry, old sport," he said. "I thought you knew." I looked at the man. He was a young man like me, but more good-looking. He smiled at me. It was a great smile. "You're Mr. Gatsby?" I said in surprise. I had expected an older man. We chatted for only a moment before he was called away on some business. "We must speak again soon," he said, walking away. "What business does he do to make so much money?" I asked Jordan. "I don't know," she said. "No one does." A few days later, I was surprised by the sound of a car coming towards my cottage. It was a very fancy car in a light, creamy yellow colour. It was similar to white, but more luxurious. No other car looked like this one. It was unique. "Hello, old sport," called the driver. It was Mr. Gatsby. He smiled that great smile again. "Call me Jay," he said. "Let me take you for lunch in the city." It was lovely to travel in such a unique car. I enjoyed the journey very much, except when we drove through the Valley of Ashes. I saw the garage and Myrtle with her husband, Mr. Wilson. They looked very unhappy. Gatsby's driving was very fast, and we sped into the city so fast that a policeman stopped us. But all Gatsby had to do was tell the policeman his name, and he let us go without punishment. Gatsby took me to an expensive restaurant. He wanted to ask me something important, but then I saw Tom. "Hi, Tom," I said, and Tom came over. "I'd like you to meet my neighbour, Mr. But Gatsby had disappeared. I was annoyed. I met up with Jordan later, who told me the most amazing story. "You will never guess what I heard," she said. "Mr. Gatsby and Daisy used to be together before the war. They were going to get married, but Gatsby was gone so long that Daisy married Tom instead." I was shocked. And then I realised that was why Gatsby had disappeared at the restaurant. Tom was Daisy's husband. Gatsby was too shy to meet him, and it was also why Gatsby liked to look across the water at the green light, because that was where Daisy was. Gatsby was still in love with her.